The minority Conservative government of Canadian Prime Minister Stephen Harper survived a confidence vote this past week, thanks mainly to an alliance with the New Democratic Party, which abstained from the vote. The editor of Canada's Catholic Register is Jim O'Leary.
There is overwhelming opposition in Canada to having another election right now. I guess it was in the spring or late winter when the Conservatives introduced their budget. Any budget vote is regarded as a confidence vote. So at the time, the opposition parties had to determine if they were going to support the government in the budget or not. And so at that time in the spring, the Liberal Party supported the budget, which gave several months of sort of breathing space for the government to implement various policies and keep the government operating. But in the interim, the Liberal Party had a leadership convention, elected a new leader, and the new leader now is gung-ho to try to topple the government and go back to the polls, despite the fact his party is trailing in the polls and despite the fact that, as I said, there's overwhelming opposition to having an election right now in Canada, according to the polls anyway. On Thursday, the Liberals introduced a motion of non-confidence, so there was a vote. The New Democratic Party abstained in the vote, which allowed the Conservatives to win a majority of the votes cast. And so the government remains in power until such time as there's either another non-confidence vote or it plays out its mandate, which is another 4 years.